Hello. On this tape, we present examples of the use of the Good News tape in three different situations. Firstly, in personal ministry with individuals. Secondly, in a school classroom situation. Thirdly, interacting with the public from a stall in a suburban market day. All of these examples come from the experiences of Sharla McAlpine and her husband Colin over a 5-week period. During this time, we've issued them with some 420 tapes, most of which they have now passed on to others as part of their personal outreach ministry. Sharla is speaking to the congregation of St. Andrew's Anglican Church, Wirunga, where the Good News tape ministry was initiated 3.5 years ago. Now, here's Sharla McAlpine.
Thank you, Keith. And I've only ever been asked to speak to a church once before, and that was 20 years ago. I was asked by our minister, Brian King at St. Paul's, to go over to St. David's and to share about this message that's on the Good News tape. And so this is the second time I've come, but this time I'm actually coming to talk to the to all of you, and to say thank you as a congregation for this. Now, Brian King asked me to go over. It was a program that was brought into St. Paul's. He brought over from America. And it had a tremendous impact to me as a new Christian. It enabled me to know myself, to have assurance of salvation. So it was very important, and Brian asked me to go and to tell the people of St. David's about this, but I actually didn't want to go, and I went out of obedience to Brian. And on the way, I was really very nervous, and the Lord said, "Don't be nervous, I want you to speak to one person and you'll know who it is." Well, when I was talking to that congregation, I didn't see a congregation, I only saw one person, and that happened to be Keith Pfeiffer. He was illuminated. And I can still remember it so clearly. I knew that man had a calling for something, but I never realised what it was and how important it was. And it wasn't now till 20 years later that we had another need. We had a need where the Lord had put on my husband and myself, on our heart for outreach. And he'd asked us to go, much to my being nervous about this, to go up for an outreach area. But we needed a tool, and we'd been praying and asking the Lord for a tool to help us with our outreach. And my husband brought home one of these tapes from the Christian bookshop. And of course, when I heard it, somehow I just knew it was Keith. The tapes have had a wonderful impact. The first one was a lass who was diagnosed. We'd heard it was diagnosed with cancer and had only a few weeks to live. And she had had no Christian. She hadn't wanted to know. She and her family hadn't wanted to know the Lord. The tape was sent up to her. Apparently she played it over and over. And then we were actually asked, a friend and myself went, and were asked to call up to pray for her. And when we were praying for her, she invited Jesus into her heart with us. And she was really ready, and she had an experience of the Lord. And she also, as soon as she was saved, she testified that she believed she was saved, which was really wondrous. She has outlived what the doctor said would be her time. It's over a month now, and she's getting new growth in her hair, which is a lovely story. Another testimony, I take a little art class, and within that art class, I've been sharing the Lord with the class, one lady in particular, for 10 years, and I'd always felt she was rather a hard case, and I didn't seem to be getting anywhere. But I told them the story about Keith and how he was really called for this tape, and the impact it's had for us to really know that this is God's plan. This isn't just a man's plan. This is God's plan and God's tool. And she took it home and listened to it, and she now has assurance of her salvation. But she'd had a friend she was talking to who was saying she wasn't sure where she was going to go when she died, and she was a very sick lady. So she gave her a tape. She is now saved, and now since had another friend saved. Now is asking for more tapes. So even these people who for a long time we've been trying to reach are being mightily blessed.
Sharla now goes on to discuss the use of the tape in a school classroom.
Now the one was another young man within the congregation, a teacher, listened to the tapes and had a lovely impact in his own family. He's teaching at a Christian school. And he decided he'd take the tape to the school and try his biblical studies, which was really a hard class for him. He wasn't having much success in this biblical studies class. They were very restless, the children. When he put the tape on, the children actually all started to snigger and were very nervous about it. They didn't sound happy. But he knew that as this tape is called of God and is anointed, this is getting results, because the children suddenly went very quiet. He then had the quietest class he had ever had. And afterwards, the children were coming to him and they were actually wanting tapes. There's been a big change in that class. They wanted tapes for their parents. And so 30 tapes, it's had more a result than just the 30. A tape from there has gone to England and gone to New Zealand. And that young man is actually asking for more. And within that family, there's a few more testimonies that I could tell you, but I'll be here all morning.
Sharla concludes by referring to their ministry each month at the Hornsby Market Day, where they have a stall. They give out Christian literature and aim to share the good news with anyone who is interested.
We went up with the tapes and it was raining, and I said, oh, good, it's raining, we won't have to go. And my husband said, no, we've planned, we're going, we'll be faithful when we go every week, whether it rain, hail or shine. So we went up with the tapes the first time, and we'd asked the Lord to give us divine appointments. And it was pouring. The first lady that came along, and we asked her if she'd like a tape, she said, oh, that tape, I picked one of those up from the Christian shop last week. And I listened to listened to it last night, and I gave my heart to the Lord. So we were the first people she was able to tell. We were able to pray with her and then give her some little follow-on books. And that's what we actually believe we're to do, that this tape's to have a continual follow-on. We're to nurture and encourage people to go to their local churches and to have a closer walk with our Lord. And thank you, all of you, for your help with support of Keith in this ministry.
Thank you, Sharla. And also my thanks go to Brian King for sending you on that mission 20 years ago. These examples illustrate the wonderful benefits the gospel of assurance can bestow on a variety of people in widely varying circumstances. I will conclude with a few important observations arising from these illustrations. Firstly, the use of the tape by Sharla and Colin is accompanied by much prayer, and is carried out by two people deeply convicted and committed to serving the Lord in outreach. They pray for, and they expect to encounter divine appointments as the Lord directs them and responds to their prayers. Secondly, as the Lord said, not all will respond to the gospel positively. So we must not be disappointed if our efforts are not always so richly blessed. Our responsibility is to make the good news available to as many people as are willing to listen. It's the work of the Holy Spirit to convict people and to bring them into the kingdom. So we can be perfectly relaxed about the outcomes of our outreach, knowing that the sowing of a seed is very, very important. In due course, someone else may water and tend the seed, and in God's good time, a harvest can result. I trust these examples of the use of the Good News tape will